to the Game Class and Podcast, where I hit record and think out loud about all of the things that are circling around in my mind. Things that I've discovered listening to podcasts, audiobooks, reading, scrolling on Instagram, life, thoughts that come up. I typically make a note in my phone, and as I'm inspired, I hit record and think out loud with you. I'm so glad you're here. If you're into creative living, living intentionally, hopefully this will resonate with you. And as always, thank you for being here. Hello, my lovely. Here we are, May 1st. And I have to say, I love May for many reasons. And one reason is it has 31 days. Another reason, spring will finally come to us here eventually. It's not quite here yet. And that means tree blossoms, lilacs, beautiful, fresh, lovely life. And I get to capture that in photos and film. So it's very exciting. I often think like how blessed we are as creatives, as photographers, filmmakers, because we see what maybe just goes unnoticed for many who aren't seeing the possibility in the beauty. With that said, one thing that can happen when you're all about capturing said season is you can kind of miss it because you're all in the rush of it. So there's a balance there. Okay, so if you didn't listen to my previous podcast, I shared that I am doing a May 31-day trifecta challenge. And I am so excited about it. And it's why I'm declaring that I am making May extraordinary. And I'm going to lean into this trifecta challenge plan that I have for myself. And I shared what that trifecta challenge was in the previous podcast, so you might want to listen to it. But in a nutshell, it is simply three things that I've committed to doing every day in May. Last year in May, I did a film a day. I thought it was April, but it was May. A film a day in May. And I loved that challenge. This year, I'm going to do a film a day for one of my trifectas. The difference with this year versus last year is I am open to using things I filmed last year, the year before, and re-editing them or shooting something new. So we don't really have spring yet, so I've been going back to last year, and I have so many beautiful film clips in my catalog, and I've been using those to make new films, which is really fun because sometimes we just forget about all the things that we've done in the past, and it's still there waiting to come to life again. So make a film a day. My second thing is to walk 13,000 steps a day or more. I was actually tempted to make it 15,000 because I've been getting the 15,000 now for a few weeks, but I feel like 13,000 is kinder to myself, and it makes it more likely that I can succeed, right? So you want to be kind to yourself when you're giving yourself challenges. And the final one is to do Pilates every day, which I'm actually the most excited about the Pilates. I've been doing it for a few weeks, and it's finally like feeling like so good versus, oh my gosh, this is so hard. Why did I quit? Why did I quit on myself? Okay, but as I'm walking to work today, it was raining and I'm thinking about all the things. And I was thinking that the trifecta could also be about doing less, taking something away, subtracting, or quitting, and not in a negative way, stopping. It could be keeping, continuing. So I was thinking, essentially my trifecta, the only new thing is make a film every day. The walking and the Pilates are something I'm going to keep doing. And I don't want to just do them in May. That is, I think, something about a challenge is we'll give ourselves a challenge and we'll have this race to finish the challenge and then we'll just quit on what we were doing instead of thinking about how we can keep going. So for me, I have been doing the walking and the Pilates. I'm going to continue that and I'm going to add a film a day. And then after the end of May, I'm not going to make a film every day, but of course the goal is just to keep showing up and making films consistently. So that's just something to think about if you're thinking about giving yourself some form of a challenge. Really be honest with yourself about what you can do and if you're going to show up to it every day, or here are a few other trifecta options. So let's go back to the idea of stopping something or giving something up or continuing something. So one trifecta option could be keep, stop, and start. So what are you going to keep doing? What are you going to stop doing? And what are you going to start doing? I love that idea. Keep, stop, start. The other trifecta is three things. So you still have your trifecta, but not necessarily every day. So you could have a three-thing trifecta that you're committed to three times a week or twice a week. But the three things, the trifecta part's still there. You're just committing to it in a different way. Be honest with yourself. If you are a person who knows the weekends just don't work for consistently doing a thing, don't tell yourself you're going to do that if chances are you aren't. Be absolutely honest with yourself. The other thing to think about with the challenge, let's say you make the challenge, you're going along and it's going well, and you miss a day. This is not a problem. You just do the next day. It's not a problem because even if you committed to 31 days, trifecta of whatever it is, and you did it for 20, how is that not a win, right? For me, I kind of have a plan in my mind for days that might not be normal days so that I can continue my trifecta. And I talked about that in the previous episode. So I just wanted to add this idea of trifecta can be three things consistently throughout May. And I would pick things that you would like to continue with, like you want to make them a part of your routine, like Pilates, for example, or creativity, for example. So think about that as you're coming up with a challenge. Here's the other thing to note. You can do the challenge starting May 3rd. You can do a challenge on, or start a challenge on any day and commit to it for 31 days. We think we have to wait, like, oh my gosh, I just listened to this. It's May 3rd. I can't do it. That is just silly. You can start on May 4th and do it through to June 4th if you want to. You could do it for the rest of May. You could commit to a trifecta for 2 weeks. No matter what, it's a win if you make a plan and you show up to the plan and you do the best that you can. So to wrap this up, trifecta is three things you're going to start, three things you're going to keep, stop, start, three things you're going to continue. Whatever you might want it to be, design your trifecta for you so that you can live a beautiful, extraordinary May and beyond. Because just think about it. If you committed to something like creating a film every day for 31 days, you're going to change your creativity and your life. If you haven't been walking and you start to do like 2,000 steps every day, this could literally change your life. Like, it's so exciting to think about the potential and possibility of setting an intention, showing up to it, doing the thing we say we're going to do for a more beautiful, healthier, extraordinary life. That's what I have for you today. If this is helpful, please share it with a friend. If you're going to join in the trifecta, send me a DM on Instagram. You can comment on my May post on Instagram, say you're in. You can send me an email. I would love to hear. There's some of you who have been messaging. You know who you are. You're doing it too. And if it was only me and one other person, I'd be super excited. But we have a nice little handful now, and we're committed to making May an extraordinary month with a trifecta that feels good and aligned with who we are and where we want to go. All right, my lovely, that's it. I'm so excited for May. Let's make it beautiful, and we'll talk to you soon.